Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, real quick for planning purposes, if you look on the floor calendar, we had some more bills we added earlier this afternoon or this morning, and we probably want to try to take those up because we really don't want to come back late tonight. I'd really like to get these done because the floodgates are about to open and all the bills are going to start flowing in, so I'd really like to get some of these done today and then be able to break for the evening and then come back early in the morning. I'll let you sleep in until 8. So we would do want to try to do some of that. So for planning purposes, we have a couple of shell bills, and we're going to try to run through some of these other substantive bills, and then break for the evening. So we've got about 9 bills left on the calendar to try to do before we break this evening.
Madam Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, please recognize Representative Cox for CCR House Bill 1200.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1200 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the State Department of Health.
Representative Cox, you're recognized to explain the CCR.
As you heard, this is the State Department of Health bill. After the cuts and then the add-back of the stimulus money, they are taking a 0.9% decrease. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation of the CCR. Will there be questions? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've got two questions. The first one's on the bottom of page 2. What does that mean? The last 3 lines, beginning on line 21.
Page 2 of the bill or page 2 of the cover sheet?
Representative Reynolds, you're recognized to clarify the question.
Of the bill, receipt and expenditure of unanticipated federal funds.
Those could be any federal health care grants or perhaps additional stimulus money.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
Representative Cox, are you aware of any other time that we've appropriated money in advance without knowing how much we're going to appropriate and simply said if you get it, you can spend it?
Well, sir, the health department receives a lot of federal grants, some for scholarships, some for providing health care services. That is nothing new. It's done every year, sir.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you. And Section 6, what is that $500,000 for?
That is dental loan repayment. Those are scholarships for dental students that agree to practice in an underserved area and have at least 30% of their practice being Medicaid patients.
Representative Reynolds, you're recognized.
I see several transfers, but I'll just focus on that one. Is that a program that's already in place that we established in a previous year and said if funds were available, or it said we were going to spend it, or did we spend $500,000 last year and we're just spending another $500,000 this year? What kind of a program is that?
It has been in place it's been in place for 4 years at the present time, yes, sir. And it has been well accepted. They have more students apply than they have scholarships to give. Those dentists are out providing health care to children on Medicaid. Carious teeth and dental disease is a major problem in that population, and it is helping.
Representative McDaniel Genie, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Cox, many of us are getting emails this afternoon about the cut of the Margaret Hudson program in Emerson. And I understand that's about $140,000, but they were line itemed out. Do you have any idea where they may go for the funds?
Representative McDaniels, I will tell you that there were 13 line items in the health department that were either cut or eliminated. With the financial issues that we have this year, we looked at each one of those problems individually. Those are great programs for pregnant teens in Tulsa. There are also pregnant teens in Delaware County. There are pregnant teens, and unfortunately, there are pregnant teens and too darn many of them in every high school in this state. And why should we use taxpayer money to fund that county when we can't the other counties? I wish, instead of cutting that program, we could have placed a similar program in every county. But we're not able to do that, and when we looked at what we could cut, we tried to be fair and say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and also point out that that is not their sole source of funding, that both of these programs have other funding sources.
Representative McDaniel, you're recognized for a follow-up.
And I do see that we were able to fund 254 full-time employees for the Sooner Start program. Was that what they had requested to carry on?
That is correct.
Thank
and that,
you.
That program is administered jointly through the Department of Education and the State Health Department.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Cox moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adopting the conference committee report, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1200 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to the State Department of Health.
Representative Cox moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Proctor votes aye. Representative Inman votes aye. Representative Jones votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Ownby votes aye. Representative Nelson votes aye. Representative Hickman votes aye. Representative Treblecock votes aye. Representative Scott votes aye. Representative Martin Steve votes aye.
Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is ready to close. Declare the vote.
97 aye, 1 nay.
Having received a majority vote, I was led to it constantly in the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Cox now asks that the vote will be the vote of the emergency without objection. That'll be the order. Declare the vote.
97 aye, 1 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote, I was led to it constantly in the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.